One of the highlights on the holiday of Shavuos is that we read Megillas Rus, who starts off as a non-Jew, a non-Jewish woman. She's the daughter of one of the kings of the Goyim, the king of Moav. And she and her sister come and they meet Elimelech and Naomi, his wife Naomi. And they end up marrying two sons of Naomi. They convert and they marry these two boys. And the Megillah tells us that both boys die for different reasons. And now these women are left as widows. Naomi, the mother-in-law, tries to convince both of them to go back home. Go back to your home, go back to your religion. Orpah, after some cajoling, left. Ruth, on the other hand, says to Naomi, "Al tifki bi lozveich. Don't try to convince me, don't persist in trying to convince me, loshuv me'acharecha, to leave you, to step away from you. Because wherever you go, I'm going. Ubasher toluni olin. And wherever you spend the night, I'm going to spend the night. Amech ami. Your people are my people. Velukayech elukay. And your Hashem is my Hashem. Basher tomusi omus. Where you die, I'm going to die. Vishome kover. And that's where I prefer to be buried. Koyasa Hashem lechi v'choyosef. And let Hashem continue doing whatever he does. In other words, even though I lost my husband and Naomi at that time, what there was suffering, there was a famine going on. The Jewish people were suffering tremendously. She said, let the movie continue. Ki hamoves yafrid beiniu beinayich. Because the only thing that will separate me from you is death. This was Rus's response to Naomi. Rav Nosson Zalman, Likutei Halachos, speaks about this. The word Naomi, Noya, means sweetness. The term Naomi is used to refer, kaviyochel, to Hashem sometimes, to the highest levels of Hashem. The term Noyam Ho'elyoin, the heavenly sweetness, which refers to Bina or Keser, which refers to the holiday of Shavuos, is called this Noyam, Noyam Ho'elyoin. The tzaddik is also referred to as this Noyam Ho'elyoin, this sweetness, because the tzaddikim are referred to as the mothers of the Jewish people. Just like a mother nurses her child with milk, the tzaddikim are the ones who nurse us with Torah, which is compared to milk. Dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoinech. The pasuk says, honey and milk under your tongue. That the Torah is compared to honey and milk, and this is also why we have these sweet and dairy macholim on the holiday of Shavuos. So now, Rus is speaking to Naomi. Rus is a convert. She represents the converts and the Balei Tshuva. Somebody who's coming from far away to join Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that the word Rus is 606. Tof Reish Vov. A non-Jew has seven mitzvahs. When a non-Jew decides to join Judaism, they take upon themselves 606 additional mitzvahs. So Rus represents a person who's far from Hashem, very far, and makes a decision to want to come close. And in trying to come close, there are some people that expect a red carpet, but unfortunately all the Sfarim tell us that there's a smoil doiche yemin mekarev. The concept of receiving Torah from tzaddikim or from Hashem is compared to a child nursing from its mother. The organ from which a child nurses is called the shodayim. The word shodayim, the Meforshim bring out, makes up the first letters of smoil doiche, yemin mekarev. The left hand pushes away, the right hand brings close. There are many reasons why it has to be this way, but this is a reality, that when a person wants to come close to Hashem, usually Hashem can't bring the person close with both hands. In order for there to be free choice, in order for the person to really show their sincerity and to really make it, they must experience what seems to be hisrachus, what seems to be rejection, pushing away, difficulty, obstacles. That's all included in this smoil doiche. And Rus is the one who shows the example for what a true, true convert or a true Baal Tshuva or a true person who's trying to come close to the tzaddik, that the level of commitment is such that whatever, wherever you are, that's where I am. Whatever insults you're experiencing, whatever difficulties, whatever poverty, and again, this is one of the kavanas when we're reading this Megillah, for each one of us to know that this is me. Megillas Rus is me. It's talking to my, the times when I am distant or when I feel distant from Hashem. And the things that Rus went through are things that every single one of us goes through in our own way. Times of famine, times of plentiful, times of distant, happy times, terrible times. But we see that because she had the right attitude, because she was serious, and when she saw that left hand pushing away, she didn't take the bait. She persisted and persisted. She was Zoicha. The Megillah of Rus closes with the most glorious thing imaginable, that from her came a child, from that child came another child, from whom came Yishai, from whom comes David HaMelech, from whom comes the salvation of Klal Yisrael, the final Geula. Shem should help us be Zoicha to prepare for this Yontif the right way and to observe this Yontif to the fullest that each and every one of us can, and to be Zoicha to all the different brachos, the brachos, the yeshuos, the refuos that are included in this Yontif for ourselves, for our families, for all of our friends, especially the final Yeshua, the coming of Moshiach, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Me'arav Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.